All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, David, give me a few ticket texts. We'll get to the callers. See if we can put this uniform stuff in the bag and move on to far more important things. What are people having to say here?
Black jerseys with the blue helmets are the coolest uniform combo the Lions have ever put out. Easily, in my opinion. I can't wait to see it on the field.
God bless. Go for it. I think the helmet is a one-off. If you collect helmets, yeah, you got to go out and get one, even if you don't like the damn thing. It is unique. They ain't never had anything like that.
And you have the opposite from Mike. The new uniforms are awful. The home and road looks like you got them from an East Bay catalog. The blacks make them look like the Carolina Panthers, and I don't want that. Black tops with blue pants are very clean. I love the look. Someone else says, I am not buying all the hype on the Lions. Just win. I agree, Mike. Doesn't matter what they wear. Mark from Howell.
You know what's funny? Going back to the one about the East Bay catalog, I often think that that's just like an easy knee-jerk reaction because every uniform pretty much looks like it came from an East Bay catalog, if you really think about it. There's not really that many iconic jerseys out there that you're like, wow, that's something. Not everybody's going to be the Chargers. Everybody else's jersey, very East Bay-ish.
I hate Detroit across the front of the jersey, too. If you need to say Detroit, is it really a recognizable jersey?
I just didn't see the need for it. Mm-hmm. But maybe that's the whole play on the whole, ooh, it's a Bronco. Here's an idea. Put the cars to the left and the footballs on the right, okay? I don't know why it says Detroit on the jersey. It looks collegey. It looks high schooly. Just put the damn numbers out there, man.
Well, someone is saying that a black helmet would have been better, and I agree with Mike about the Detroit on a white jersey. It looks little leaguish.
That's all I'm saying. And again, oh, he's nitpicking. Guys, this does not affect my Friday. I'm just shooting you straight. That's all.
Is there any other? I'm trying to think of, is there another NFL team that has like.
Yeah, the garbage can Falcons. What the Jets just got rid of.
Yeah.
Like the Commanders. Like all of these knockoff franchises. Look what Arizona did this past year. while saying Arizona across the jerseys. It's just not something that NFL teams do. It's not. But it doesn't in the end. You won't notice it if you're up 38-10. It won't matter.
No.
Let's go to Jim, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. So first of all, let me say I'm not in the NFL's target demographic anymore, right? With that being said, they're marking this to my son who's 20, but I think they went backwards. I loved what they did in 2017. Silver on the numbers. The jersey was clean. There wasn't a bunch of lines. Not with your point withstanding, Mike, the WCF was still on there, right? The one thing I think they really missed is the blue helmet I'm okay with, but why did you take away the prowling lion? They had the blue helmet from last year. Just leave that helmet just like it is. And I'm also with you. I do not want to see the blue pants with the white jersey.
Yeah, Rico's got some PTSD on that one.
It just now that's the uniform combination to me that just screams we're about to lose this game.
that's Aaron Gibson, Juan Roque, Ron Rivers, like you guys said. Wow. That is Right, you could see the sweat stains.
Oh, my God. Jim Monroe K, Arizona State? What a pull by you, Jim.
Yeah, Monroe K. Yep.
The confidence level just goes, you know what? No, they're wearing this today. Yeah.
Jim is here to play today. If you had Monroe K on your bingo board, congratulations.
Aaron Gibson.
Tipping the scales at 700 pounds.
You know what? No. We found something here. You know nobody else wants him. No, that's because we know. He's 450 pounds, and he's just going to be an unmovable force. Or he just won't ever make the field.
Off the couch. Go to Keith, 97.1. What's up, Keith?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Honestly, with Rico's comment about, white on white, being clean, I'll be honest with you. To me, it looks like you're wearing a pair of long johns. Like, you could have a couple buttons and a flap on your backside. I would truly like to, look at a study to find out, what playoff teams have actually won, wearing white on white. It looks horrible to me. Like, I don't think white on white is a good look at all.
I mean, I've often liked it. Keith, I've always said they look clean. I never thought long johns. I'm trying not to ever get that picture in my head again.
What, with the buttons on the ass?
Keith
painted a vivid picture.
I've always liked just uniforms. Maybe it's just if you go with the white jerseys and gray pants, but the blue pants just never did it for me.
He got a real problem with these blue pants, David. I mean, he is all over. That's about the 17th time he said it.
You know what
minutes.
I like? When they went go blue on blue, the whole thing, I like that.
You like the Smurfs kit?
The Smurfs, yes.
Okay.
But the white on blue?
Listen, if they're wearing a white jersey with blue pants in the NFC title game and they win 24-20, you're not going to hate the blue pants.
Jermaine Crowell.
Wow. Jesus. I mean, we're one step from what's your favorite off-brand Lions player? 248. Jeez, man. I was a big Teddy Lehman guy.
Stephen Boyd.
Right. What the hell's going on here? Juan Roque and Jermaine Crowell's knee cartilage in the same segment? David, give me a ticket text or two, and then we'll get to football today. Because guys, if you're excited to talk uniform, we'll do it. I think it's talked out. We know we had to dedicate a couple segments, have a little fun with it, and then there's just other stuff to get to. But if you're all in on it and you're pumped up, great. If you're super upset, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. Go ahead.
Lions should have gone full Oregon with four different helmets, jerseys, and
pants. League doesn't let you do that. Thank you for participating.
I love the jerseys. They fixed the goofy numbers font, and it easily... the refs can see it now, so now we can report and be eligible. That is being in Kalamazoo.
The number was a real problem there. The Lions got too cute on that play. They got screwed, but make no mistake, they tried to do a Belichick there.
The writing is so dumb on all the jerseys. You have Cleveland getting rid of it, the Jets getting rid of it, Falcons getting rid of it, and Detroit says, thank you, I'll take it.
Right, I just don't like it. That's just it's a personal thing. I don't like that, and I don't like white helmets. Like, those are the two things for me. And, State fans get all mad at me because, they're iced out. Super. I don't like them.
Mike just hates the whites.
Honestly, I do. I hate everybody. I don't discriminate. If you're an idiot, you're an idiot. I don't care where you come from.
And I don't like the white helmets.
I never have. The only one, hold on. The only white helmet I ever liked. You know the one.
The state?
The giant Gruff Sparty
on
it. Oh,
Gruff, yeah.
That was it.
You didn't like the one with the state written on it?
I'm fine with it, right. But I don't need it. Wear a green helmet. Wait, please. That's where Michigan does get it right. They wear the same helmet. Like, if you're state, the helmet's got to be green.
I like the white ones.
Okay, that's great.
I like the all iced out one. Unfortunately, they'll never wear it again because that was the Michigan game where everything was white and they got into the fight and somebody hit somebody with the helmet. And they'll probably never bring that one back.
Who cares? Bring it back.
I would.
Go send one. Just here, we should make Eli Savitt the honorary captain that day. We'll bring him out. We'll present him. You know, like when the donors used to be there and they'd present them with the Spartan helmet. Be like, yeah. Here you go. Thank you for railroading us.
Signed by everybody.
Here's a sign.
Signed by the famous six. There you go.
Kari Crump for the opening coin toss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.